Fencing has been put up around much of a downtown park as Metrolinx crews work to rehabilitate the retaining wall in preparation for eventual two-way, all-day GO train service. The effort in Waterloo Avenue Park began on Monday. In addition to similar ongoing work along the track to the east, Metrolinx media spokesperson Narges Hamidi said in an online newsletter updating the project. The rehabilitation of the retaining walls must be completed before a second track can be replaced between Wellington Street and Silver Creek Parkway, which will help support two-way all-day GO service to Guelph and Kitchener, Hamidi wrote. Every effort will be made to reduce the impact to pedestrians, cyclists and roadway users as this work is completed. Work in the park is expected to take 6 to 8 months to complete. Some lane closures are likely along Norfolk Street, Hamidi noted, along with full weekday closures of Wilson Street. Metrolinx has planned the rehabilitation activities to ensure that the large trees at Waterloo Avenue Park will be maintained. However, several small trees will need to be removed to provide access to the retaining wall, Hamidi wrote. Following the completion of construction, Metrolinx will work with the City of Guelph to replant trees in the park. Retaining wall rehabilitation between Wyndham and Dublin Streets began last fall, with upcoming plans to replace the train bridges over Norfolk and Wilson Streets.